A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. A Pharisee invited Jesus to dine with him, and he entered the Pharisee's house and reclined at table. Now there was a sinful woman in the city who learned that he was at table in the house of the Pharisee. Bringing an alabaster flask of ointment, she stood behind him at his feet weeping and began to bathe his feet in her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and anointed them with the ointment. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, that she is a sinner." Jesus replied, "Simon, I have something to say to you." "Tell me, teacher," he said. "Two people were in debt to a certain creditor. One owed 500 days' wages and the other 50. Since they were unable to repay the debt, he forgave it for both. Which of them will love him more?" Simon replied, "The one, I suppose, whose debt was larger." He said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? When I entered your house, you did not give me water for my feet, but she has bathed them with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but she has not ceased kissing my feet since I entered. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with ointment. And so I tell you, because of her great love, her sins are forgiven." He said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." The others at table said to themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" But he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This Gospel is one of the great stories in all of the Scriptures, and it's found only in Luke. It's not mentioned in Matthew, Mark, or John, as is the case with the story of the prodigal son or the woman caught in adultery. Remember that the portrait of Jesus whom Luke gives us is an all-forgiving Jesus. It is only in Luke that Jesus on the cross says, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And take this story apart for a second. Does the woman confess her sinfulness? Does she beg for forgiveness? Does she beat her breast? No, she doesn't even say a word. Does Jesus lecture her? Does he judge her? Does he give her a penance? Nothing. He simply says, "Because of your great love, your sins are forgiven." Why we complicate religion the way we do is beyond the scope of my understanding. It is basically very simple. If we love, we're forgiven. The famous Latin phrase, "Ubi caritas, Deus ibi est." Where there is love, there is God. In his homily at his morning mass last Tuesday, Pope Francis said, "The one who makes religion rigid is a heretic." Ubi caritas, Deus ibi est. Where there is love, there is God. Amen.